Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show, Living with Purpose with Taylor Jones. I am your host. Thank you guys for tuning in. Today, I want to talk about your purpose and why not only having one is so important, but why you need one, okay? So I want to get right into it and how I discovered my purpose and why you guys need to find your own. So for majority of my young adult life, I always was so interested in happiness. I read so many books on happiness, on what creates it, by the Dalai Lama, and just a lot of reading, a lot of learning, okay? So you can imagine, for the longest time, I was just chased happiness through high school and even into college. And I thought really that for a long time that happiness was sort of the end all be all. Like that was the meaning of life, to just have happiness as often as possible. It wasn't until I dug a lot deeper and actually went through an ego death, that I realized that happiness actually should not be our main mission. And the reason I realized this was because happiness is a very fleeting emotion. In other words, there are events in your life that are going to take place that are going to be non-preferable. In other words, you're going to have family members that pass. You might get laid off from your job. And when these things happen, there's nothing we can do to control them, okay? And this is where purpose comes in, okay? So whenever these things happen, a feeling of sadness is inevitable, obviously. It's part of life, okay? Now, the reason that having a purpose is so profound is that when we experience these dark times, these periods of sadness or letdowns or setbacks, it's very important for us to associate meaning. So this is why I realized that instead of going from happiness as the main focus, shifting to have a purpose is actually more important. And the reason being is that when I can have any type of experience, bad, good, silly, elation, misunderstanding, miscommunication, but if I can make sense of that experience and attach a given meaning to it, right, and have it make sense and learn something from it, and then understand how it's relative to my purpose, I can use it as fuel to keep me going forward, okay? So let's say that your purpose is to help others find resiliency or help others build discipline, okay? It gives you a reason, a sort of sense of waking up in the morning and get out of bed. Instead of if your goal or aim in life was just to have happiness, it's very fleeting. And whenever things aren't going well, you're going to feel disconnected, you're going to feel unsatisfactory. So the next thing I want to touch on is the most difficult part of finding your purpose, okay? So for a lot of people, no, you're not born with your purpose written down on a piece of paper. It's not handed to you, right? You have to begin somewhat of a journey. You have to be willing to venture out into lands unknown, into experiences and almost a sort of a journey in order to find your purpose. You have to be willing to be the fool before you can be the master, okay? If you think of anyone that's ever been an expert in anything, no one was born with that, right? They might have had a natural talent or an affinity towards a certain skill set, but nobody was born. No, Oprah Winfrey was not born into being Oprah Winfrey. She was shaped by her experiences. She, through lessons, through mentors, and through a sense of purpose that she developed through her pain and giving events in her life a specific meaning, that she transformed into a given purpose that she could then go out and give back to the world and live a great life that she lives, right? Oprah Winfrey doesn't wake up in the morning and just chase happiness. So this is why a purpose is so important. So tying this back into getting started. For me, I graduated high school. I went through college, And I was living an okay life. I know I had a great family, a good friend base. I had a full-time job, but I was missing. Something felt like it was missing. I felt unfulfilled, right? So I didn't know it at the time, but what it was is I was actually lacking a sense of purpose, and I was simultaneously scared to set out on the commitment and adventure to find that purpose. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat. And I think some people might have set out on this journey and might not even realize that they're on it, okay? But first, you have to be willing to set out on it. You have to be willing to go out and look for your purpose in order to find it. Okay, the second major point when it comes to your purpose, I think, is being willing to look into your pain. A lot of people are out on their journey. They want to have purpose. They want to have meaning in their life, but they're not willing to look into their pain and make sense of it. Because in most cases, there's harsh truths, harsh understandings, realities that we need to accept in order to step into that purpose. In order to become the person that we need to be aware of both the light, the optimism, the greatness, the beauty, the potential, but also the potential and the capacity for evil that are present in everyone. So you need to become aware of your own flaws, and you need to be willing to accept them. And you also need to become willing and accepting of your own setbacks, your own shortcomings, your own flaws. And this will allow you, and you can, the greatest way to find your purpose is in your pain. My pain for so long was feeling lost and uninspired, and a sense of difficulty navigating this road to understanding this. Now, little did I know that years before I got into this feeling of lostness, I was actually preparing myself for my discovery of purpose the whole road along. Okay, so your purpose, in most cases, can actually be found within your pain. Okay, if you, for example, some of the most successful people, we'll go back to Oprah, right? Oprah, for a long time, struggled to have a sense of loving connection. She grew up in a very abusive household. She was raped several times. And instead of using this evil and then continuing to perpetuate evil, she took this and she learned from it and then created a purpose and a mission to drive the remainder of her life and attach meanings to those unsatisfactory events to be a lighthouse, a sort of a guidepost to bring her into a more prosperous future. So for you, be willing to look into your pain, because inside of your pain is hiding some of the greatest lessons that you have, not only for your life, but for your purpose as well. Then I think once you have your purpose, be willing to act on it, okay? And I think these are really important things when considering how to live a great life. So I'm going to make this podcast pretty short here. I'm going to wrap it up. But thank you guys for tuning in. Go ahead, and if you're on Instagram, please share with your friends. There'll be a lot more here. This was obviously a little rusty because it's the first podcast, but go ahead and share, drop a like, and until next time.